Hi, everyone, and welcome to our podcast. I'm Katie, and I'm here with Jaden and Lindsay. And today we're diving into a really exciting topic, being entrepreneurial. Now, if you're wondering what that word even means, don't worry, and you're not alone. Entrepreneurship is all about combining the creativity and risk-taking of entrepreneurs with the heart and mission of educators. It's about teachers stepping into innovative leadership roles, sharing their ideas beyond the classroom, and finding new ways to improve education. In this episode, we'll talk about what it means to be entrepreneurial and how teachers are already stepping into these roles and how we see ourselves building this mindset in our own careers. Along the way, we'll bring in ideas from George Kuro's book, The Innovator's Mindset, research by Sheldon Archbold on teacherpreneurs, and work by Carpenter and colleagues on education influencers. Before we can get into specific examples, I think it's important to ask ourselves, why does being entrepreneurial matter in the first place? George Kuros reminds us in The Innovator's Mindset that schools can't keep operating on, this is how we've just always done it. If we only focus on maintaining tradition, we're going to miss opportunities to prepare students for a future that looks very different from our past. That's where entrepreneurship comes in. Teachers who think like entrepreneurs are constantly scanning for better ways to meet students' needs. For example, Kuros talks about unleashing talent by giving students more voice and choice. That's not just innovation for the sake of being flashy. It's about creating learning environments where kids feel ownership, creativity, and agency. Another reason it matters is sustainability for teachers themselves. Sheldon and Archibald's research shows that many teacherpreneurs found joy and professional growth by sharing their work beyond the classroom. It gave them a sense of purpose and impact that extended their careers instead of burning them out. Entrepreneurship isn't just for students. It also fuels teachers' motivation to stay and thrive in the profession. So when we talk about being entrepreneurial, it's not just a buzzword. It's about building classrooms that are more engaging, more relevant, and more sustainable for students and teachers. Let's jump in.
So first, what does entrepreneurial mean? At its core, it's about innovation. George Kuros in the Innovation's Mind in the Innovator's Mindset explains that teachers need to move beyond just delivering lessons. We should empower learning, unleash talent, and create cultures of creativity. He really pushes us to see problems as opportunities and to embrace risks instead of avoiding it. Being entrepreneurial or edupreneurial doesn't mean you have to invent the next big app or publish a book. It can start small. For example, a teacher might design flexible seating or make their classroom more inclusive or create digital learning menus so students have choice in how they show their understanding. These ideas can be shared with colleagues and even grow into larger professional projects. My STEM Stories grant is one example of this idea because it blends literacy with STEM using virtual and augmented reality, along with hands-on activities to give students new ways to engage with reading while also strengthening science and math skills. Cursos also reminds us that innovation is less about the tools we use and more about the mindset we bring. Entrepreneurial teachers are willing to ask, why are we doing things this way? And how could we do these things better? That constant questioning paired with creativity is also pushes education forward. For me, that meant asking how I could address literacy struggles with my fifth grade math and science students. Then designing a solution based around that issue, where reading and writing become a part of the discovery process instead of separating them. As educators, we can bring or we can begin by piloting one creative idea in our classroom. Maybe it's using a green screen for student book reports, or maybe it's designing a cross-subject project that connects reading, science, and social emotional learning. Once we see what works, we can share it with our colleagues, post about it online, or even present it at a conference. That is what it means to be entrepreneurial.
Building on what Jaden said, let's talk about how this already shows up today. Researchers Catherine Shelton and Leanna Archambault published a 2019 study looking at online teacherpreneurs. Teacherpreneurs are teachers who create and sell resources on platforms like Teachers Pay Teachers. What's fascinating is that many of these teacherpreneurs started with something simple, like a worksheet, a unit plan, or a classroom game that they had created for their own students. By sharing them online, they expanded their impact to thousands of classrooms and hundreds of teachers. This shows us that being entrepreneurial often begins with solving problems for your own students and then realizing that others can benefit from your solutions. It's not about leaving teaching, it's about multiplying your reach. More recently, Carpenter Shelton and Schroeder wrote about education influencers. These are teachers who use Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, or podcasts to share ideas and shape professional practice. Some teachers have built huge followings, and they're influencing how other educators approach things like classroom management, curriculum, and technology. One of my favorite examples is Miss Nicolette, who we learned about in our lecture. She uses cosplay, which is dressing up as characters or historical figures, to teach lessons. That's entrepreneurship at its purest form. She's thinking outside of the box, creating unforgettable experiences, and platforming her professional self so she can share these ideas with the world. To me, what's exciting is how connected teachers are now. Through social media and digital platforms, we're no longer isolated or confined to our own classrooms. We can build communities, share strategies, and support each other on a global scale. That's the new teacherpreneur model: creative, connective, and collaborative.
So, what might this look like for us as teachers? Personally, I see entrepreneurship as a way to blend both of my passions. I'd love to eventually design literacy and SEL resources that help families engage in learning at home. If they work so well in my classroom, why not adapt them for a wider audience? Maybe even someday publish them or share them online so that other teachers can use them too.
For me, I imagine entrepreneurship through professional development. I'd like to eventually have creative and sustainable ideas that I can share with other educators at teacher trainings or workshops to help others like me use technology creatively, like ThingLink or AI tools in their lessons. It's about helping teachers reimagine what's possible and scaling that beyond just the classroom. In a way, I want to create a ripple effect because if I can inspire one teacher to try a new strategy, that can impact dozens of students. And if multiple teachers adopt these ideas, the reach grows exponentially. Edupreneurship in this sense isn't just about the tools, but about cultivating a mindset of experimentation, creativity, and problem solving. I'd like to develop resources, models, and examples that not only give teachers something practical to use, but also sparks their own innovation so they feel confident taking risks and adapting ideas to fit their students' needs.
And I think in terms of creativity and storytelling, I love to use cosplay or role play to make reading lessons come alive. That's something I could develop into curriculum materials, presentations, or videos. In my own eighth grade classroom, I just finished a unit on hazardous materials where students role played a story of how to safely identify, handle, and dispose of different substances. Instead of only reading or taking notes about regulations, they became characters, scientists, safety officers, and community members. This allowed them to make real-time decisions about what steps to take and why. This kind of storytelling not only deepened their understanding of science, but also made the lesson memorable and fun. It's experiences like these that show me how classroom creativity can scale into something bigger, like curriculum guides, interactive videos, or professional workshops that help other teachers bring in the same energy and imagination to their lessons. The beauty of edupreneurship is that it allows us to teach while also exploring new roles like content creator, trainer, speaker, and innovator.
I like that we're all able to see different paths, but the common theme here is the scaling impact. Edupreneurship isn't about leaving our teaching behind. Instead, it's about starting in our classroom, testing our creative ideas, and then sharing them with larger communities to spark even more change.
So to wrap things up, being entrepreneurial means thinking like innovators, creating like entrepreneurs, and leading like educators. It's about spotting opportunities where others might see obstacles, designing learning experiences that feel fresh and relevant, and having the courage to test new ideas even when the outcome isn't guaranteed. Entrepreneurs balance creativity with purpose. They're aiming to improve student learning and school culture in meaningful ways. At the heart of it, being entrepreneurial means embracing risk, empowering others, and always keeping curiosity and growth at the center of education.
The research from Kuros, Shelton, and Archambault and Carpenter shows that innovation, online influence, and creative resource design are already shaping teaching.
And as educators like ourselves, we see entrepreneurship as both a mindset and a pathway. It's how we take risks, share our ideas, and inspire change just beyond just one classroom. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast, Beyond the Classroom, Teachers as Entrepreneurs.